This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a scary poo in the toilet. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to another spooky Halloween episode. Honestly, I can't remember if we even did one last year. We did Nightmare Before Christmas, right? Regardless, we're here for a Music Tuesday. It'll work because we are looking at It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, the original soundtrack by Vince Guaraldi. We did a Vince Guaraldi soundtrack last year for Christmas time, which is, you know, that is the classic Vince Guaraldi, and we'll get into that a little bit here. I love this animated film, though. I guess you could say the short. The original is 20 minutes. The new reissue that's come out in recent years is 30 minutes long. You can find it a lot of places. Apple Plus is the current go-to, or Apple TV. But we're looking at another soundtrack by Vince Guaraldi, who is just an incredible jazz composer, jazz pianist, who, if you listen to the last year's episode about the Christmas Charlie Brown special, I'm quite a big fan of Vince Guaraldi. I think he writes very interesting music. It's all very thoughtful, thought out. It doesn't do too much. It does exactly what it needs to, and that is my favorite kind of music. Though, this was a little different from the Christmas one for me. This soundtrack is less, I don't know, it's more of just filler for the cartoon film, I guess. It's not really providing too many unique tracks that are super memorable, in my opinion, with a few exceptions. There are some great exceptions here. I think, well, you start out with Linus and Lucy, which is the classic that we all know from Peanuts, Charlie Brown. But on top of that, we have The Great Pumpkin Waltz, which, if we're going to look at a single song from this and say that this is an album that's worth listening to, that track is the reason why. The Great Pumpkin Waltz is beautiful. It's like a fast-moving, like shuffle-feeling waltz, and it's just so well-written. I have the sheet music for this, and I've been messing around with it a little bit, and it's just geniusly written, and it sounds so good. I personally love it. Especially, you get multiple versions in this album, and they all change it up a little bit, right? But I like the flutes. I like the switches that they do. It does come back a lot. I want to say like three or four times, not if you don't include the alternatives at the end, but just very lovely. The graveyard theme as well is quite nice, a little, you know, spooky. But yeah, other than that, though, it's just kind of redoing stuff that we've heard before, just short little things, nothing, in my opinion, to write home about. There's like a nice little medley in the middle of it, but it just kind of goes back to Linus and Lucy over and over again, the Great Pumpkin Waltz over and over again, the graveyard theme over and over again. And yeah, I like everything that's happening, but almost every song, like I'm looking at the lengths of each track, and they're almost all under a minute, or at the very least, like under 2 minutes. The only one that's really over 2 minutes is The Great Pumpkin Waltz at 3.5 minutes the first time you hear it. But yeah, so that's kind of what we're dealing with. It's very much a soundtrack, not like it exists better within the scope of why it was created, which is for the short film, right? And on its own, it's not as good. The Christmas one stands on its own much better, I think, much better. But it is saved by The Great Pumpkin Waltz, which I honestly think is just near perfect. It is beautiful. And this did come out in 1966, so, you know, a long time ago. And it is something to listen to. But I really think the move here for all you wonderful people is to just go watch the short. I think that's the best thing you can do, because then you'll get the music in the right way. It just stands better that way. So honestly, I'm going to give this like a soft 7 out of 10 as a whole, even though The Great Pumpkin Waltz is honestly a 10 out of 10 track. The National Day today, well, I mean, come on. It's Halloween. But let's talk about the unsung heroes of October 31st. We have National Doorbell Day. Okay. Books for Treats Day. All right. National Caramel Apple Day. Yeah, I said caramel. And this is just making me a little bummed out. If you are an organization that is already in small numbers, wouldn't you want your Founders Day to be a different day? I don't know. October 31st, the Girl Scout Founders Day. I think if you're trying to promote something like the Girl Scouts, why would you use October 31st as a day to do it? Maybe they're just really against pagan holidays. I don't know. And that's some of the days of today, but go out, celebrate Halloween. That's why we're all here. So go to a party, dance your butt off, dress up, steal some candy, and have a good Halloween. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Boo.